appreciate
it. Thank you, Don. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right, Mike Clemens, local news, Tam Lissitz, WRGN. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New Mexico, which is reeling from a double dose of danger this week. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in the Sierra Blanca Mountains.
It's been one apocalyptic scene after another in the village of Ruidoso. The active South Fork and Salt fires have scorched more than 20,000 acres and destroyed about 500 homes.
It's very devastating.
Further south, cars were buried in mud on a highway.
We're already in the recovery mode.
We spoke to the town's mayor, Lynn Cross.
We have certain areas of town where every home's been taken out, every structure's been taken out, and we're getting a lot of phone calls, people wanting to get back, but now's not the time to come back.
Heat indices are climbing back into the triple digits in the Midwest as a sweltering wave of hot weather in the Northeast expands. These two tourists sweating it out in 95-plus degree weather in Washington, D.C.
Just trying to squeeze stuff in without going insane from the heat.
Bunch of water, so just trying to stay hydrated.
The D.C. subway station had to restrict above-ground trains over worries the tracks might be warped by the heat. A CBS News exclusive. 60 Minutes has obtained footage of what appears to be Al-Qaeda operatives outside the U.S. Capitol 2 years before the 9/11 attacks. Retired FBI agent Richard Lambert.
What I see is a detailed video record of the Capitol from all its sides.
He's a consultant for 9/11 families suing Saudi Arabia, claiming the government there backed the hijackers and the planners. A major rift in the war in Gaza between Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF over strategy to defeat Hamas. Correspondent Chris Livesay.
A rare break out in the open from his own military.
Hamas.
Whoever thinks we can eliminate Hamas is wrong. Israel Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari tells Israeli TV. Netanyahu's war cabinet recently fell apart over this very question.
A scare in the air over Oklahoma.
469 low altitude alert. You good out there?
Federal officials are investigating a Southwest flight from Las Vegas that dove to within 500 feet over a residential neighborhood in Oklahoma City as it tried to land while it was still 9 miles from Will Rogers Airport. It missed its first approach, but eventually got there safely. Hoping to reach the ripe old age of 100.
Scientists in China studied thousands of people over the age of 80. They found that those who had higher lifestyle scores, factoring in things like exercise, diet, and smoking habits, were significantly more likely to become centenarians.
This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The National Weather Service warns of potential storms with high winds and hail for the weekend, the latest coming up in the forecast. Last night, there was a six-person brawl in the parking lot of the Mount Pleasant Walmart. It resulted in serious injuries and a man suffering a seizure. The search continues for Jeffrey Cluey, a 68-year-old Racine man who disappeared after canoeing on Lake Michigan in early June. A box truck fire in Kenosha yesterday impacted power and internet services near the DQ on Highway 50. No injuries were reported. Plans are moving ahead to restore native vegetation on 35 acres in Kenosha. The area getting restored is near Bradford High and Bullen Middle. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up four runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball. Five runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the eighth.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second. But then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get three outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, cooler by the lake. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. 88, a little warmer for your Saturday with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For tomorrow night, showers and storms and a low of 68.
It's 64 at our studios.
But if I ever do get married, I don't think I'm ever going to live with the person. I think that's right off the bat, no living, because... The best time of your relationship is when you had your own place. Wasn't that, that was the best time. When you had your own place and your own stuff where you wanted it. Wasn't that? And you had your own separate lives. And you would still spend time together, right? You know, you'd go on dates, you'd go on trips. But then you go home. And you go, God, I love her. And I love my cable and my refrigerator and my couch and my life. But then they move in and they're just right in your face the entire time. Hi, hi, hi. How about now? Or 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 now? That was yesterday. What about now? Or now? What are you doing? Where are you going? Who was that that called? Why are people calling here? Why do you know other people? Do you still love me?
Next time. you want to have some rice, keep this in mind. The mortar used in the Great Wall of China included sticky rice. And that's one of the reasons it's held together so well over the centuries. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN with the Stones.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it out my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me, give me, give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Gets me where I wanna go.
partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, cloudy, chances thunder showers. Tomorrow, maybe some more storms. Sunday, sunny with a high near 76. Right now, 66 and cloudy here at Radio Park with Paul McCartney. And maybe I'm amazed.
Maybe I'm amazed the way.
Earliest songs after he left the Beatles, Maybe I'm Amazed. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Speaking about rock and roll news, Universal Music will offer artists AI models of their own voices that they can use whenever they want and however they want. In other words, their music can be as fake as they want it to be. The widow of Scott Whelan, you remember him from Stone Temple Pilots? Well, she says he did not die from an overdose, which is what the coroner said. She said one of the main arteries in his heart was 95% blocked from years of heroin use. I don't know which is worse. And yet, some more rock and rollers are selling their music. This time, it's Queen. They're selling their entire music catalog to Sony for $1.27 billion. I guess when you get to a certain age, you just sell it and enjoy the money, huh?
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
And Earl Ingram's going to be my guest Monday morning here at 7 o'clock on WRGN. What a great little career he's had. We'll talk to Earl Ingram coming up Monday morning at 7, a little after 7 o'clock. Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel is a certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. They'll come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or another jewelry store within the Midwest to satisfy your needs. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificates. WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, college kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution: a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then, when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's gonna be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wake up, please, Susie.
rain pounding on the roof a few minutes ago. It did rain here at Radio Park. Wow, who knew? The buck stops crying like a baby at WRJN. Playboys, the Stammin' Ring. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. This 42-year-old guy says a hypnotist finally helped him kick his $700 a month habit. It was a Pepsi habit. He drank 10 liters of Pepsi-Cola a day for 20 years. Can you imagine what his insides look like? 8:31 news time at WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 3 million people in Wisconsin have jobs. That's the most ever. The unemployment rate is just 2.9%. The Department of Workforce Development says conditions are good for workers who are looking for better pay and benefits. Social justice groups want social workers and not the police to respond to some emergency calls. Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department, for one, has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Chaos erupted outside the Walmart in Mount Pleasant last night as a brawl involving 6 people broke out in the parking lot. Police were called to the South Oaks Road store at around 7:30, where they discovered a man with facial injuries resulting from the fight. The incident took a more serious turn when the victim began seizing. South Shore Fire and Rescue led the response. We're working on learning more. A search is still underway for a missing Racine man. 68-year-old Jeffrey Cluey vanished after putting a canoe into Lake Michigan June 7th. While Cluey's car was found at the Pershing Park boat launch, it's not known where he is now. The Racine Police Department has issued a be-on-the-lookout alert in Kenosha and Walworth counties, with the case not meeting official missing person criteria. How a box truck started on fire in Kenosha yesterday isn't known, but it did impact power and internet service in the area. The white box truck caught fire near the Dairy Queen on Highway 50 early in the afternoon, with flames reaching overhead utility lines. No injuries were reported. There had been an advisory on Racine's North Beach and Zoo Beach yesterday, although it was related to the currents, not E. coli. The city posts the beach statuses on their website, and they indicate why a yellow caution will go up. In addition to visual monitoring, the water is tested at the beaches daily. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, cooler by the lake. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. 88, a little warmer for your Saturday with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For tomorrow night, showers and storms and a low of 68.
It's 64 at our studios.
I had kind of a rough day. I was over at my parents' house all day because I live there. God, how I wish that was a joke. Yeah, a little rule of thumb. I'm 26, and if you are 26 years old and you're waking up under Star Wars sheets, the Force is not with you. No siree, Yoda. I mean, I love my mom. She's wonderful, but she can be so annoying. Like, you ever drive with your mom as an adult? I would rather pick up an escaped convict. At least they're satisfied, you know what I mean? My mom, she doesn't really say anything out loud. She just makes that noise that moms make when they think they're about to crash, which is roughly every 10 seconds. You know that noise? I just want to veer into oncoming traffic. I'll give you something to about later. Then she starts grabbing that handle, the we're all gonna die handle. What is that thing even there for? In case you want to turn your car into a subway at some point? Little baby doing chin-ups on it or something, and she starts pressing on her brake, the fake brake, right? Oh yeah, Mom, that was helpful. Yeah, we almost crashed, but you mimed braking. Thank goodness for that. Thank you. You're so talented.
Son, please beware. There's just
It's Breakfast on the Farm tomorrow morning, 7 to 11 at Shaw Dairy Farm. That's at 1800 McKee Road in Burlington. Lots of food, lots of fun tomorrow morning.
I can't wait forever. Even though you want me to. Yeah.
Outsiders, Tam Won't Let Me, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I mentioned earlier, Herman's Hermits made two movies after the Beatles made A Hard Day's Night. Every group was making movies. They had Jerry and the Pacemakers made Ferry Cross the Mersey. The Dave Clark Five made Having a Wild Weekend. Even Freddie and the Dreamers made a movie. But Herman's Hermits actually made two movies for MGM. The first one was Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. The second one was Hold On. Now, you can see that one in July. Turner Classic Movies is running that. I forget the day, but you can see Hold On with Herman's Hermits. I'm sure it's not a classic Academy Award winner, but it's a time capsule movie. Yeah, that might be fun to watch it. Here's Herman right now.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Oh, yeah.
local news and timeless hits at WRJN with Jim Morrison of The Doors, Lover Madly. All right, a weekend's coming up. Going on a first date this weekend? All right, this is a list of first date icks. I guarantee there won't be a second one. 81% of people said it's the last date if their date chews with their mouth open. 79% said it's a no-no if they order food for you without your permission. 57% said they're done if the date keeps saying tee-hee every time you say something mildly funny. 56% said they're shutting it down if they mention their ex multiple times. You probably shouldn't mention your ex even once. And 50% said it's all over if they call themselves a professional cuddler. I get goose pimples when I hear something stupid like that. Like, can you imagine somebody saying that on a first date? Wow. It's 8:48 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby. Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. WRJN.
Down.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Baby, it's so far away. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Stills, love the one you're with. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you once again Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. You have yourself a great weekend, all right? And keep it safe. Corey Hartman coming up next for Cindy Huber here at WRJN. But first...
Do
local news.